stepping in, going to tap up the ball here. Swinton steps in there, ball's up, and going to be controlled by the Glacier Bears as Taylor has it. She loses it but gets it back. They go right back to Larson, stops from the dribble, defense is out. Taylor, three-pointer on the way, a little bit short. Rebound goes out of bounds. It's going to go back to the Wrangell Wolves on that one. So Taylor didn't waste any time putting up that shot as she had a nice open shot on it. Comes back down the court now is McKay, left-hand side to go back inside to Jensen. Person on the baseline, back out to McKay. She'll come back out, and they'll set it at the top as Meisner will let the offense go. And Glacier Bears in a 2-3 zone defense right now, hands up. Comes back out, left-hand side to Meisner. She goes cross-court, breaking across the lane was Ward nicely. Now they go to Jensen, puts up a long three off the boards, bouncing around. Still not controlled by anybody, hustling over, and the ball goes off of Jensen of the Wolves. Going to be Glacier Bear basketball right in front of Coach Brittenham. Swinton will bring it up to the top. Looks like maybe the Wolves are going to stay back into a zone also here. So the Glacier Bears bring it around. Taylor does left-hand side, long cross-court pass. Almost loses it, but Wing able to gain it back. And they come back out to the top, and they'll set the offense. Goes to Swinton, gives up her dribble, however. Comes back, three-pointer by Wing on the way. Board spot four underneath goes off of, I think, Cowart for the Glacier Bears, so the ball goes back into the hands of Jensen. She'll bring it across the half-court line. Taylor puts a little pressure on. Now they go left-hand side, nothing going. Stops, puts up the three, going to be too long. Those Meisner put up that shot and goes out of bounds. It's going to be off one of the Glacier Bears, so it'll be, nope, it's going to be Glacier Bear basketball. 6:48, just first quarter action here. Nobody scored in the ball game yet. Glacier Bears will bring it up. Swinton brings the ball up across half-court. Goes to the right-hand side, back to Wing. She comes across to Taylor, sets the screen. Wing comes across and gives the ball to Swinton. Stops. Jumper from the baseline. Off the back of the iron. No rebound. Comes back down to Cowart. She puts it up. Going to be knocked out of bounds. Let's see what it's going to be here. Official comes up. It might be a foul on Larson. I think she was coming over the back. And we'll see what they put up there here in just a minute. And it is going to be on Jane Larson. That'll be her first personal foul, first team foul. Okay, the Wolves bring it up. Glacier Bears pick them up right at the half-court line. Simon Taylor comes out. They go right in left-hand side to Meisner, all the way down to Ward. Three-pointer on the way. No rebound. Fought for underneath. And Wing comes with it. She gets a long down pass to Larson. Stops, dribbles, puts up the shot. It's going to be called for the travel. She got inside, got good inside position, but shuffled her feet right at the last second. So 6:12 to go here in the first quarter. Glacier Bears and the Wolves going at it. Nobody's on the board yet. Bringing the ball up is Jensen. She'll go to the left-hand side on the dribble. Stops. Gives it up. Turns the ball back over into the hands of Taylor. She goes down the right-hand side. Hustling back. Puts up the shot about 15 in and out. No rebound. Fought for underneath. Cowart comes down with it. Back out the wing. Puts it up off the back of the iron. Glacier Bears still can't control that. Get that basket to fall. And the rebound comes back down to the Wolves. And they'll bring it up the court. Meisner goes left-hand side to Jensen. She puts up the shot, and she's got it. It's going to be two for her, so the first 2 points of the ball game come with the Wrangell Wolves. They lead 2-0 right now, 5:34 to go here in the first quarter of play. Glacier bows out at the top with the Wing on the dribble, reverses it back around. Goes to Taylor. She wants it. Puts up the shot just inside the three-point arc. Bounces high outside. Goes out of bounds. It's going to go off of one of the Wolves, so it's going to be Glacier Bear basketball on the far side. Swinton with the ball. Looking, finally gets it back in. Now the Glacier Bears will go to their offense. Goes to right-hand side to Taylor. Keeps the dribble. She goes all the way to baseline. Larson all alone puts up the shot. It's going to be fouled on it. She was completely all by herself. And too bad she just didn't go up a little stronger, but she was able to draw the foul, however.
And she was a little too far under that basket.
Yeah, she got herself just a smidgen underneath and took a little longer. All right. Marcia McKay picks up her first personal foul. Larson at the free throw line. First opportunity from the line for either team. This one's on its way off the back of the iron, no. She's going to get a second, however. Official steps in, indicates one more shot. Wrangell leads 2-0 right now, 5:15 to go here in the first quarter of play. Larson with the ball, bounces it a couple of times. Shot's up on its way. This one's also off the back of the iron, but Swinton comes down with it, and she's able to draw the foul. As she went back up strong, the foul is going to be on a Wrangell Wolf. Officials go away from it, so it always takes a moment for us to figure it out here. Anyway, Caroline Ward. All right, Swinton at the line. Shot's on its way in and out. Doesn't go. Glacier Bears are still struggling from the free throw line. And I'll talk a little about the JV game, too. And they had their struggles from the free throw line in that one, too.
That was a high-fouling game for
yep.
JV.
And Kaylee gets the first point for the Glacier Bears. And that's her first point. 2-1 to score. 5:12 to go here in the first quarter. Down to Ward. Back out to Jensen. Keeps the dribble. Good defense by the Glacier Bears. They didn't give her that baseline. They'll bring it back out. To McKay, goes cross-court and going to be tapped out of bounds by the Glacier Bears, so the Wolves are going to get it right down here below us. And there was a buzzer. The buzzer kind of about the same time the official handed the ball. They wanted to make a substitution, so Bean will check into the ball game for the Wolves on that one. Back to Jensen. Stops. Goes left side to Bean. They go right inside to Ward. Back to Bean again. She'll bring the dribble around, three-point arc. She's way beyond it here. They come back out to Jensen, reverses, takes the baseline, puts up the jumper from about six, a little bit long, however. Rebound fought for two Glacier Bears going after it. It goes off of one of them and out of bounds, so Rangel will have the ball on the left-hand side. 4:45 to go here, 2-1 still the score. They come back into Jensen. She wants to go back inside, knocked away nicely by the Glacier Bears. Larson's on the dribble, but quickly coming down the court is Meisner, and she knocks it away, and the Wolves come up with it. Dean's working the right-hand side of the court. Tries to go inside. They go now to Meisner. Stops. She wants to go inside to Ward, but Flores, who checked into the ball game and not able to control it. Glacier Bears under a little bit of pressure now by the Wolves, but they're going to get it down. Taylor will bring on the dribble. She'll get it up across. Long down court pass to Disney. Grant goes out of her hands a little bit too hard. She was back under the bucket. It would have been a tough one anyway had she caught that one. Wolves with the ball. Jensen will bring it up. Glacier Bears picking up right at the half court. Now they drop back a bit, so Jensen goes right-hand side. Brings the ball back out. Long cross-court pass over to Meisner. Shots on the way off the back of the iron. Fought for it. She gets her own board. She puts it back up again, and now she's going to draw the foul. She did the right thing. She followed the shot, got the rebound. I mean, when you're the shooter, you pretty much know where the ball is going to go. Meisner at the free throw line. This is her first chance, and it's good. So she picks up another one from the line. And that's the first one from the free throw line for the Wolves.
I know Coach Knorr was working on free throws a lot this week. Last weekend, the Wolves lost 2 to Craig by 3 points each. So.
Well, every one of them counts, and so far, I guess it's paid off because that's the first 2 points in there for Meisner, both coming from the free throw line. Extend the lead 4-1, but the Glacier Bears have the basketball right now. Swinton's out at the top directing traffic. She wants to go to the right-hand side, does, on the dribble. She'll put up the shot from about just beyond the three-point arc, fought for underneath. The ball's going to go out of bounds off of one of the Wolves. I think what happened is Meisner had the ball, took a couple dribbles. Unfortunately, it was on the out-of-bounds line. Larson with the basketball for the Glacier Bears. She passes in, but Bean steps in front and makes a nice steal. Alley-oop all the way down, goes to Jensen. She's able to control it. Finally spins around, puts up the shot from about six. Doesn't go. Swinton comes up with the basketball. Tries to make the dribble. Now she'll get it out. Wolves put on a little bit of pressure. Glacier Bears almost make the steal. Now they do. And now the Wolves come up with it. Jensen got it, and she puts up the shot. He's going to draw the foul. The Wolves come out, put some pressure. Glacier Bears made some four passes there, and they were able to knock it away. Jensen goes right to the hoop, and she's going to draw another foul here, and the foul will be on Swinton. That'll be her first personal foul. Jensen at the free throw line. Got the 2 points early on. Make it three as she gets one from the free throw line. And I'm going to talk about free throws so that I can jinx those girls, because that's three for three for them. All right. 3:19 to go here in the first quarter of play. Rangel 5, Haynes 1.
All the pressure they're putting on, I think they realize it's the last game of
yep.
the season.
Last weekend for them here. Tomorrow night they'll be recognizing the seniors. Comes down to Swinton. She'll go left-hand side. It goes back out to Taylor. Taylor brings the dribble back out. Wolves dropping back. Now Taylor throws the pass over the top of Swinton. Swinton's the tallest girl we got, and that was way out of her reach. Okay, Bean will get the ball back in. Wolves will bring it up across the half court at the three-minute mark of the first quarter. On the dribble, Glacier Bears come out, put a little bit of pressure on, but not a lot. Bean steps inside, makes a nice pass to Jensen. Two-pointer, three-pointer on the way, a little bit hard off the glass, but rebound comes down in the hands of Ward. And they go back to Jensen. They go back to Ward. Turns around, puts it up from about six. Doesn't go. Rebound comes down. Fought for underneath. And at that last substitution, we had Zanow check into the ball game for the Glacier Bears, and she was able to pull that one down. But immediately got tied up. Alternating possession goes to the Wolves under their basket, left-hand side. Long pass into Bean. Holds it high overhead. Comes to the right-hand side. Stops. Puts up the shot on the way. No. Rebound comes back down in the hands of Larson. She gives it out quickly to Taylor, who goes hard to the hoop. Wants to go inside with the pass, but bounced off of somebody, and now it's going to go out of bounds off of one of the Wrangell Wolves, as McKay just not able to control that one. Glacier Bears have the ball far side of the court. They come back into Cowart. She'll take the left-hand dribble to this side. Stops, kicks the ball back out to Swenton, way beyond the arc. Wolves are now playing a man-to-man defense. They switched it up a little bit. They started out with that zone. Now they've gone to a man. Comes back inside Swenton. Stops. Wants to get the shot. Good defense by Bean that time. Didn't give it to her. However, back to Swenton. She'll put it up this time, and she's got it. Haley Swenton just patiently waited on that right-hand side. That's her third point. 6-3 is the score now with the Wolves and the basketball, and they almost turn it over, and they do. So the Glacier Bears have it. Long down-court pass all the way down, and Zanow picked it up, but she had kind of awkward footsteps, and so she took an extra step, and of course the official's about 5 feet away, so it was an easy call there. Okay, looks like Stewart will be checking into the ballgame for the Glacier Bears right now. Wolves will inbound right here in front of us. 1:54 to go here in the first quarter, still 6-3 is the score. Glacier Bears come out, put a little bit of pressure on. They go back to Bean. Nice pass inside in the paint. Not able to do anything with. Shot goes up and off the back of the iron and in by Meisner. She stepped inside, got about a 5 or 6 footer and got it to bounce off the iron and drop right in. So 8-3 is still the score. Glacier Bears have the basketball though. Comes back out to Stewart. Stewart keeps the dribble alive. She'll go right hand side to Swenton. Long three, no. Side of the glass comes back down in the hands of finally, Glacier Bears come up with it as they had to fight for it there. Stewart had it, and she was able to finally get it out to Swenton, who puts it up and in. So Kaylee's got five of the points, all the points for the Glacier Bears. 1:08 to go. They go inside nicely that time, almost tapped away now as they go after the basketball with Stewart. But Meisner and McKay kind of playing catch there and there on the paint. Pot shot is put up in the air, going to be blocked out of bounds, however. Is checking into the ball game with Kayla Teat checked into the ball game. Meisner with the ball, looking, tries to go inside. Tapped away, though, going to be into the hands of Jensen, who smartly goes right to the hoop and is able to draw the foul. She knew what she wanted to do as soon as she got the ball. So we'll see who the foul is going to be on. It's going to be on Kaylee Swenton. That's her second. Can't afford to get her third foul, so I can notice right off the bat here that Coach Brittenham, right after this shot, and bounces around and in. So Amy Jensen picks up her fifth point, another one from the free throw line. And Kaylee will take a quick seat here, as I anticipated that was going to happen, and Paige Wing checks back into the ballgame for the Glacier Bears. Jensen's shot on the way off the side. There's a whistle on it, lane violation. So even though she missed that one, she's still not going to get the opportunity anyway. She went across the lane way too soon. Full court pressure by the Wolves right now. Comes back into Stewart. Back out to Cowart. Over to Larson. Gets it across the half court line. Patience, good passing that time by the Glacier Bears. Out to Larson. 45 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play. Back to Wing, over to Bailey. Bailey brings the ball back out to the top. 9-5 is the score. Glacier Bears have the 5 points. Wrangell Wolves out at the top, putting a lot of pressure on. Oh, almost stolen away by Bean. Back out, and Wing going to be called for the travel. She shuffled her feet right at the last second, and there would have been a three.
Yeah, but that's a shame.
Yeah,
right there, that would have been a beautiful three.
Well, she knew she wanted to get her feet just right. Unfortunately, the official was right there. All right, the Wolves have the ball with 25 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Over to Bean, right-hand side, takes the dribble down, wants the baseline, puts up the shot. No, rebound fought for underneath, and who's going to come up with it? It goes out of bounds here. Basically, what happened is I think what happened, Meisner kind of fell over the top of one of the Glacier Bears and was out of bounds with it. So the Glacier Bears put the ball back into play. Full court pressure. Zanow turns the ball back over. They alley-oop all the way down. Goes to Bean. She goes to the hoop, puts it up and in. Taylor Bean off of that nice steal by the Wolves. They lead 11-5 now with 2.6 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play. So we're going to end this first quarter of play here with the Haynes Glacier Bears coming away with 5 points. All those 5 points coming from Swinton. She was 1-for-2 from the free throw line. And 11 points by the Wrangell Wolves here. Amy Jensen, the leading scorer in that quarter, coming away with 5 points. So we're going to turn back to KHNS Studios, and we'll be back in about 1 minute.